insistence that it was Peter, they refused to believe her. In this humorous account, not a single adult could imagine God actually intervening and rescuing Peter, not even Peter himself. Obedience led them to pray for Peter's rescue, but their imaginations could not follow. Only Rhoda, a young girl, had the capacity to believe the unbelievable. A child is precious in God's kingdom because her imagination has not yet fallen asleep. The culture's conventionality has not yet hijacked her ability to believe. To a child, the world is still full of mystery and possibility. A word can calm a storm. A few fish and loaves can feed thousands. A touch can heal the blind. A child can readily imagine the alternative reality of God's kingdom that adults struggle to see. A ray from on high. In the 1800s, art and technology clashed. For centuries, Western art had been on a journey toward realism. Through the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, and the Enlightenment, artistic techniques had steadily progressed. The flat, two-dimensional illustrations common before the Renaissance gave way to realistic scenes that showed an understanding of perspective, shape, light, and color theory. By the mid-19th century, the most celebrated artists were realists, who produced paintings in a style referred to as trompe-l'œil, literally, able to trick the eye. But in the late 19th century, a new technology was attracting a lot of attention in Europe and America: photography. With a device now able to produce realistic images in seconds, the reliance on painters to present reality was undermined. Slowly, the artistic school of realism declined, and a new one emerged. A group of artists known as Impressionists leveraged the one significant advantage paint still held over photography: color. Artists like Monet and Seurat used advances in light and atmospheric theory to paint with dots or small strokes of color. Their works were the forerunners of the pixelated displays that dominate our digital society. But Impressionism did not shake the central tenet of realism. It still sought to present the world as seen by the human eye. Then came Vincent. Van Gogh had little respect for photography. He considered it a lifeless and abhorrent art form.